A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey, you sexy beasts, especially you sexy beasts in Melbourne. Our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, the one where we talk about pop culture wrong, is part of the Melbourne Podcast Festival this August 1st at 2 p.m. Tickets are selling like the opposite of hotcakes, so to help our self-esteem and to justify what I do for a living, head to the show notes and slam that link to go buy more tickets than you'll frankly need, and then drag all your mates along. They will love it, and by extension you, but more importantly, me. Once again, help me get that attention I crave by filling up this cinema. That's right, we're performing in a cinema. Will it be well lit and not at all conducive to a live show? God, I hope so. So once again, head to the show notes and we'll see you on the 1st of August.
Previously on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
The second possum gets higher than my head height, I feel sick. I still don't get that. No one's allowed to be up higher than my head.
Hi!
Hey, hello there, Mr. Miss...
Miss Nightingale!
Suddenly a dragon attacks. The PCs are ambushed by a creature. The two rock eyes. Blink, blink.
Oh.
The creature turns around and sprints into the forest. When you wake up the next day, you still feel sick and your exhaustion level has increased to 2. With the assistance of the deer, are finally able to locate what you imagine must be the tree. It is stupefyingly large. This black dragon is about the size of an elephant and its chest has been torn open.
What?
What?
Yeah, they have a herbalism kit even. Just anything to kind of like cool her down.
I will allow, if they fail the saving throw, you can make a herbalism check, which is basically just a d20 plus your wisdom modifier. Mm-hmm. And they can substitute that as their saving throw if they failed the saving throw.
Yeah, that's cool.
You return to camp.
Right.
Camp looks about the same as it ever did. It's busy here, as it always is. You can see that Mora Marsh must have come back recently with a big pile of further quests.
More contracts.
Chantel Stormbender, the knight, or the heavily armored fighter of some sort, is no longer here, and neither is Yeola.
Yes.
The devil worshipper. Mm-hmm. Looks like both of them have gone on some sort of mission together, maybe.
Okay, that's kind of nice. Yeah.
Though you do see that they weren't here when you left previously, but have obviously come back from some sort of mission, are Herdek Foam Tankard, a dwarven cleric. Her deck follows a god of renewal.
Okay.
The god of renewal basically is just like, death is a part of life and undeath is a part of life. And so her deck...
yeah, okay.
Her deck has this kind of like fatalistic view on the world. Her deck is like, we're all gonna die someday.
Yes. Okay.
Today? For me, it might be today. Can someone please help me?
I don't think so. And then also here is Love is Blind.
Love is Blind,
the tabaxi.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
Love is Blind is a sorcerer. They harness the power of the wind itself to cast their magic.
Okay. All right. Yes, good.
Love is Blind is cutting his toenails.
That's absolutely gorgeous. Perhaps I will head off quickly. I'll get Big T over here. Do you want to quickly just have a bit of a sit down?
I need to sit down. Yes. Hello, new friends.
You introduce yourself to the new friends who are our old friends, I believe.
I am Big T. This is Possum. Hello. What's your nickname?
Oh, no, you know these people. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you're Big T now. You can introduce yourself as a new nickname.
I have a nickname now. I'm Big T, and Possum is Possum.
Hello.
You know Possum. Possum's Glubble, but Possum is Possum. Do you have nicknames? I'm very sick.
I am, as always, Love is Blind, says Love is Blind. And I'm Herdek from Tankard. Pleasure to meet you, T.
Big T.
Sorry,
no, Big that's T. All right. I'm being silly. Can someone help me?
fuck.
Yes, fucking hell.
Yes, it's a good place. Actually, yes, Herdek, do you perhaps... Big T here is suffering from illness, disease, actually, hurling disease.
Oh, yeah.
Anything, using your clerical abilities? I've exhausted all my nature abilities.
Let me think.
Herdek gives you a look over. Number between 1 and 29.
7.
God damn it, Herdek.
Legendary, oh my god, resistance. You're a halfling.
Have you always been a Goliath?
I've been in the water a lot. Maybe I've turned into fish.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Do I seem wet enough?
I don't think you're typically supposed to be wet.
Yeah, that's why I thought the same thing. Anyway, I'll leave you two here, but I'm going to have a quick go over to Moramar.
Have you considered dying?
Yeah, but that...
I take one step forward. Oh, no. We don't want that.
I have to?
Your corpse will fuel a tree. You can consider yourself that tree if you want.
But,
Or your corpse will fuel a zombie. That's also natural.
Yes.
But I don't want to. Not yet. I know his beliefs. Not yet. I know their beliefs. Not yet.
Well, other than that, there's not a lot I can do. You'll either have to let the disease run its course or die.
Can anybody else help me?
Oh, sorry, I forgot as well. There is actually someone else in camp who could help you. There is a traveling merchant who sometimes comes to your camp. They do like kind of a loop of the local area.
Ah, good.
Well, it's less a loop and more like a straight line back and forth. There's just a series of camps in a row from different companies like yourselves.
Ah, perfect.
But yeah, they're here right now. Their name is Marquillet.
Ah, Marquillet. Nice to meet you.
They're an elf.
Oh.
Marquillet, and they're traveling stuff. No, that's not the... It's just Mark Willett. He doesn't have a name for his business or anything.
Okay. I'm writing it down.
Traveling stuff, Mark Willett. He's the person we sell all our items to that we've acquired, yes?
Yeah, if you have anything to sell, he'll pick it up for you. He also does various different services. Like, he can sell you... He doesn't himself actually, cast spells, but he does have access to a wide variety of potions and whatnot.
Okay, cool. So the items that we've acquired... Mm-hmm. In terms of inventory management. Is that the price that you've given us, or is that...
You would sell it for half the price that it has listed there.
Okay, good.
So any of those goods, you could sell them to him.
Okay.
And then you could turn that into just cold hard cash.
Yep, and I'll divide it by 2, of course.
Divided by 5, my friend.
No, divide it in half. That's how much we get, yes?
Oh, yes, sorry. Divide the item in half... And then the total by 5, and then it gets split among you two and the next of kin.
Okay, cool. Well, all that was 155 gold.
155? All right. That divided by 5 is?
31.
Good job, is it?
Mm. Yeah.
Good job. I don't think I could have done that quickly in my head. You each get 31 gold, and then you turn in the quests Muramash can handle that for you if you want as well. Or actually, yes. Mark Quillet and Muramash work together.
The gold that we acquired, do we have to split that as well? Like the 1,000 silver coins and the 40 gold coins?
Yeah, typically.
Okay, so what's 1,000?
You cannot if you want to.
Oh, no. The 1,000 silver coins is, what's that again? 1,000 silver coins is how many gold?
Oh, it's 100 gold.
Okay.
So that's another 25 gold each?
Yeah.
So it's 140.
140 gold, and we divide that by 5, yes? Okay, so that's 28
Any
gold.
Leftovers just goes to the company itself.
Oh, it divided perfectly.
Yes. So we both have 59 gold each.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Add 59 gold.
Right. Well, that's good to hear. So I go over to, Moramash. Actually, no, we're dealing with your...
Yes, please.
First of all, we'll deal with... Moramash, we have returned. Unfortunately, some of our compatriots have passed away. An injured in combat. We'll get to you in a minute.
It happens.
Yes.
I nearly am.
Yes. So
we're glad to have you back.
Yes, not for long, maybe. Someone help me?
Did you go to Moramash first?
Yes.
And you mentioned... You actually mentioned that you're sick?
Yes.
Moramash, then, this is what the company finances are for. Moramash pays for a potion of remove disease.
Oh, thank you so much.
Don't worry, it's what it's for.
Ah, beautiful. Oh, thank you very much, Moramash.
You are still at level 3 exhaustion, but you, after drinking it, immediately feel better.
Oh, all my bones are cool and all my skin's hot. and I'm so
Moramash. Puts up two hands, two massive meaty hands, puts his fingers together and says, together we are strong.
Yes. Adventurers together, strong.
Strong.
Not what I was trying to do, but all right. It works.
Yeah. Well, we were successful on the breastplate of the Hulk. We have that in there.
Oh, here
position.
It is.
I'll take this all for you and I'll have it mailed off.
Ah, beautiful. And here's the marking of where the wyvern or the worm was last seen.
Yes. The creature.
The creature. Explain what the creature was or what I saw.
Moramash looks very scared.
So, yes. Here there was a black dragon, as you would expect with a horde. It was cut open. Yes. Belly to neck to all the way down to groin.
Empty dragon.
That is fucked.
Yes.
I hate that.
Yes, I not been...
hate that.
Yes, that was there. And then next to it was a lot of butchered, or not even butchered, a lot of just piles of animal corpses in 6 eggs.
Cool.
They look like...
Cool.
Yeah, this is very
cool. Love that.
Loving it as well.
I'll note that down. That might be something for... we'll see how that develops.
Yes.
Someone should go in and push the eggs out of the nest.
Someone should.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Someone else.
Yeah, perhaps not these two.
Someone else, indeed. I would agree heartily with that sentiment.
Yes, definitely more for the risk was 100 gold. There was just no animal presence in a wide variety area.
Well, I wouldn't want to live next door to that either.
Yeah, it's quite terrifying.
It's going to go out further if there's no animals. We should put animals in there, get them away from the nest, push the eggs out.
Yes, Big T is on to someone.
Someone else.
We have nicknames now. Big T and I'm
Possum. Possum.
Oh, that's lovely to hear. Nickname? Big T and Possum. No, I prefer to just go by my name, Moramash.
Okay.
Yes.
Unfortunately, yes. The corpses. We were managed to save the bodies of our fallen compatriots.
Always appreciated.
Yes. Unfortunately, they the goblin horde was a little bit more difficult than we first thought it would be.
It's a difficult life.
Yes.
Not easy. Life is cheap.
Yes.
Death is quick.
Yes.
Hopefully.
We also have these magic crossbow bolts and this ring, but we don't really know what they do.
Well,
doesn't taste rotten.
Yes.
Well, if you want, if you don't use a crossbow, the crossbow bolts would be much appreciated. We'll divvy them out to someone who needs them or sell them to collect the funds.
Yes.
The ring itself, I could have identified for you and then returned to you.
Oh, yes, that'd be absolutely delightful, yes. Thank you.
All right. He takes both of them.
Yes, good. Yes. Enjoy the crossbow bolts. I couldn't even use a crossbow if you paid me. yes, we'll perhaps rest up for a little bit until your right as rain there, Big T, and
right as wet rain.
I'll start collating some of these potential contracts, shall we say?
Brilliant.
Yes,
I go to sleep.
You rest up.
I go down like a log.
You both have both. You can have a long rest
as a treat.
as a treat.
Do I get a level of exhaustion recovered?
Yeah, you recover, yeah, one level of exhaustion.
Dunzo, exhaustion level 2.
Yes, I think we'll probably wait here a few days while that happens.
Can I go to exhaustion level none, please?
No, you only lose one level of exhaustion per long rest. No,
yeah, so I mean, we'll stay here for a few days.
Oh, for a few days.
While Big T recovers and we, you know, look through the contracts and see what's going on. Maybe chat to the camp, find out a bit more about our compatriots.
Yeah, wait for those eggs to hatch. Literally, you know, normal hatch, stuff.
You know, those kind of things. Could we have sold one of those broken, like the breakable scimitars, the orc-crafted scimitars?
Could you have what, sorry?
We have one left.
Could you sell it?
Yes. Or is it more of a... not worth much.
You could sell it if you wanted to. Mm. It probably wouldn't fetch a lot of money.
Yeah, okay. Look, you can have one. Look, here's an ace in your hold there, big T here.
Thank you. Put it in my stuff.
In the time that takes, mm-hmm. in the time that you can just completely remove the exhaustion, in the time that takes, Chantel Stormbender and Yeola both return. Some people come and go, but right now in the camp, it's the two of you. Chantel Stormbender, the knight, Herdek Foam Tankard, the cleric, Love is Blind, the tabaxi, Moramarsh, Tavertine, and Yeola. Mm. There are other members of your group, but they're not here right now.
Yes. Well, any other contracts that were near that sword sage amulet of
contracts that are active and in the area are... Someone has been, bandits perhaps, not 100% sure, have been waylaying travelers, ambushing them, leaving no survivors. Interestingly enough, it seems that they might be slavers because they don't seem to be interested in items, only people.
Okay.
No survivors so far, though. So okay. Not a lot of information.
And is
on the road towards that.
Okay.
Or not on that exact road, but there's like another road that it's near.
And so that's just like deal with them, get rid of them.
Just, yeah, deal with the menace.
Okay. Deal with the menace. And that's worth...
They say that it's worth only 200 gold, but they're willing to pay more if it's extra difficult.
Difficult. Okay. Yeah, I suppose they want proof of that. All right.
Yeah, they would want proof.
Yes, of course. All right, we've got this, the slavers, bandits, if we perhaps see them on the way. Okay, anything else going?
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, is your Dungeons & Dragons game boring because you aren't using a wild magic table designed by Sans Pants Radio's very own Adam Carnevale with help from the rest of the D&D crew? Well, do I have the answer to your very specific problem? Your wild sorcerer will cause absolute abject chaos as their spells cause the lower half of themselves to become that of a chicken's or their target to get really into birds. There are tons and tons of entries, so you'll probably never encounter the same effect twice. It's the gift that keeps on giving you a headache. Head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and look for our dumb wild magic table today.
There's just a generally active quest in the area. So this one's kind of broad because it's just if you encounter them. Mm. But apparently kobolds have been moving down south from northways, from where you've been coming. And they've been just kind of like a menace. Mm. And so there is a broad 10 gold reward on any kobold heads turned in.
Yeah, right. So 10 gold per kobold head. Oh, that's a big deal. If we ever come across some kobolds, we're just going to make sure that
just collect the heads.
Collect the heads.
Oh, right. Making a collection.
And then finally, a fetch quest. It's maybe literally called on the thing.
No, they're getting...
Oh, we're good at those.
Yes, we've got one.
We did that. Done.
A item called the Ethereal Manipulation. It's a set of armor, like previous.
Okay.
The Ethereal Manipulation. It's... there is apparently somewhere to the north, broadly on the same road, but a bit a ways off. There's like a really ancient and old dwarven stronghold that someone stumbled upon. Scholars believe that this could be a dwarven stronghold that holds this armor. No guarantee, but if you can find it, in this dwarven stronghold, it's worth 500 gold plus any other magical items that might be there.
Yeah, right. Okay.
It's all, some dwarf is really keen on collecting them.
Okay, well, that's pretty impressive. Okay, so if we wanted to, we could probably knock off all four of these in that similar area. Well, I guess the kobold one is one ongoing. But if we went down there, tried to deal with those bandits, if we managed to see them, I mean, that's not very nice. They're slavers. And then we go to that chapel. Remember that chapel?
Oh, yes.
Yes, they get the amulet. And then perhaps we then go to the, if we manage doing very well, I think I have faith in us. We're very lucky, you know.
At the bet on us.
Yes. Then we'll do that and maybe head to the Dwarven Stronghold. It does sound quite a bit adventurous, doesn't it? The Stronghold does seem like...
But we are adventurous.
We are adventurous.
And we're good at our jobs.
Very good at our jobs. You're correct there.
They're very clever and do a good job.
Yes, yes. Right. Well, while this is happening, perhaps we'll chat to Yola and Chantel, see how their contracts went and how they're getting along. And perhaps, you know, we've got these contracts as well, if they wouldn't mind coming along. Or if not, that's completely okay. I don't really like her deck. Not a big fan of the foam tank at Arthur. I'm being pipped. I mean, look, they're fine, but they're very... I just feel, in a life or death situation...
They're picking death.
Every single
they're
time.
They're going to pick death.
Every single time.
They said they wanted me to die.
Exactly. So, I don't know if I kind of want that that energy.
I don't want it.
Or in our particular party.
It nearly killed me. Leave it.
Yeah, I think perhaps we are.
Love is blind?
But love is blind seems absolutely a delight to be around.
Love is blind.
Love is blind. So perhaps we'll ask Yola and Chantel and perhaps Love is Blind if they would like to partake in these particular quests. And while we're having a bit of downtime, I believe someone owed me a game of dice.
Yes! What is the gamblingest game you can play with iron dice?
Liar's dice, maybe?
I play you for the bad ring.
Yeah, all right.
All right. For which ring, sorry?
Oh, no, you threw it in the forest.
Yeah, well, if you were like... Yeah, no, I did throw it in the forest. You can play for the... once we get that ring back, the one we got...
We'll play
for that fun ring. Yeah,
do you know how to play Liar's Dice?
Not at all.
All right.
Canonically,
so.
Yes. Cassie, no.
Both of you get 5 dice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we just have to fib?
Yeah.
Is this the Fibonacci sequence?
You roll separately.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you need to make basically a wager, all right?
Yeah.
So you wager a certain number of a certain result. So, like, I reckon there's 4 sixes. So you only know what you got. You don't know what the other person got, but you're wagering across both of you.
Okay.
So say... For example, Zaman, you think you know you've got 3 sixes, mm-hmm. and you know that Cass rolled 5 dice, so there's mm-hmm. a decent chance she rolled at least 1 6. Mm. So your 3 might become 4 when you reveal.
Ah, yes.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
And the way it works is you say 4 sixes, and Cass, you either need to say 5 sixes or more. You need to up it by 1. So you need to either go a higher number, so a higher result. 6 is the highest, so you can't go mm-hmm. up in that. Or you need to up the amount. So you could say, if he said 4 sixes, you could say 5 ones. And okay. then that is your bet. Maybe you rolled all ones. And so you know that really unlikely, yeah. but possible. Yeah. Okay. So you know there's at least 5 ones. Zamet, that seems unlikely, yeah, but Cass yeah. also seems confident. So maybe you're like, well, I'm not going to call her on that. Now, you can either raise... You can go 6 ones or you can go 5 twos.
Gotcha. Okay.
When you call, when someone calls the other one's bluff, you reveal. Mm-hmm. And then if you're right, obviously you win.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Whoever wants to start.
All right. Well, you can go first there, Big G.
4 fours.
4 fours.
Across both of you, do you think there are 4 fours?
5 fours.
5 fours. Across both of you, do you think there are 5 fours, Cass?
What am I? So I can either, you can up either it change or it say to, you're lying?
You can, yeah, you got to up it by saying either 6 fours or 5 fives. Or you've got to call them out, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, let's reveal then. I have a 2/4.
I have 2/4s.
Ooh, right. First round goes to you there, Big G.
All right, we'll call that a practice.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to best of three.
Oh, we can go best of three as well. Yeah, that's easy as well.
I'm happy to have that as a practice.
Okay, okay.
You don't have to up it by one as well. You can up it by several. So if someone
has to go up.
It just has to go up. Yeah.
Right. 2 1s.
We'll bet and low at
very,
first.
Very low. Let's
keep it safe.
2 2s. Yeah. Well, I reckon 2 3s.
2 4s. 2 4s.
Two fours. Let's see here. Could we do 3 4s?
I call you out.
Well, I have a 1 4.
I have 1 4.
Oh, you lost again.
So close. So close.
Yeah, first one was a practice.
First one was practice.
Right,
first
right,
one
right.
Was
I would
practice.
Completely lost. Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, your turn there, Big T.
3 6s.
3 6s. Ooh.
You can only up the amount of sixes.
Wow. I can go like ones or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
So I'm 3 6s.
3 6s.
4 6s.
Oh.
That's probably correct.
Well, you got to up the bet then.
5 6s.
5 6s. Well, I'm going to call you out on this one.
Yes, I've sure. only got 2.
I've also got 2.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's one each then.
Last
final round.
Final round. Pretty ring. 2 5s.
2 6s.
3 1s.
Oh, that works. Yes. But all the numbers went up. 3 2s.
3 2s. I'm going to call your bluff there.
I got the 1 2.
I have 0 2s.
No. Oh.
Zammit wins.
Ah, oh, Zammit wins. I mean,
by the hair of, sorry, it's possum.
All right. Well, I'll take the dice back, and you win the ring, or whatever you want.
Well played there, Big T. Well played.
Lies dice is well a played. Lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
That's good.
Yes. Right. Well. Good game. So we'll wait those 3 days for the exhaustion to wear off, and. Perhaps we'll see if the ring comes back with any information about what that is before we head off. If not, well, I guess we'll get it done on our return.
You do find out. Oh, it's okay. A ring of water walking.
Oh.
While wearing the ring, you treat water as if it was physical ground.
Oh, no, I don't need this at all. I don't want that. No, thank you. Thank you. Look.
You have to be wearing the ring for at least 24 hours to gain the effects.
See, this, you can actually walk on water with this particular ring here.
That's bad
Big
for
T.
You.
Yeah, I don't want this. So even though we had a... Look, you taught me a game of Liar's Dice, and I appreciate that. So as a token of... you have this.
Oh, thank you.
So yes, you can
gambled and lost
water.
And I still won. That's just to myself.
Are you putting it on?
Yes.
All right. So you can add ring of water walking to your character sheet. And, yeah, after 24 hours, you will treat water as if it was land, letting you know that has benefits and disadvantages.
figures. I get to stand on you and be like, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
That's the benefit.
Yeah. Oh, we can share a ditch. You just go in the water and then I lie on top of the water.
Protection. So, yes, we'll ask the people in the camp if they would want to come on this particular
quest. Don't ask Herdek.
We do not ask Herdek. Herdek is...
All right. You don't want Herdek's help. That's
don't
fine.
You have Herdek's death to admire?
Herdek's not even Herdek. So you've got... All right. So any member of the... You all kind of like roughly trust each other for the most part. Mm. So anyone here would happily come with you. Like I said, you've got Chantel Stormbender, the knight.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Herdek, I'll just skip. Love is Blind is a storm sorcerer. Moramash is a legitimate businessman and physically massive.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring the strong businessman.
Tabertine is a Arakokra monk.
Oh, I forgot about him, yes.
And Yeola is a tiefling diabolist. Diabolist? Devil worshipper.
Okay, well, look, Chantel, I think, is lovely. Hey, we need another good fighter there.
Yeah.
Love is Blind. Look, I'm quite partial to the company of a good tabaxi because you know
as
that every adventure will end in a good meal no matter what.
Very good.
And, look,
Does Chantel come with Yaola? Like, are they a twofer?
They're good friends.
Okay, well, yeah. I don't want to split up a good friendship, so we can ask, the tiefling and the stormbender if they would like to come, and we'll see if Love is Blind would like to accompany us.
Yes, it would be very sad if one of them died without the other one.
Interesting. All right, all three of them are happy to come with.
Moramash
will come with if you ask.
You're the Max legitimate. Five. Yeah, and you're a legitimate businessman, and I think someone needs to be here running the camp.
Okay. No, that's fair.
Look, it makes sense. Because, I want to look at, like, the graves after the thing we've dug, or whatever it is, of our fallen comrades. Because if, you know...
All three corpses have been sent away.
Ah, well, if you know...
Their families want them.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, if,
Why?
Maybe we've written a letter. That's so sad.
Who hurt you?
Yes. Where did we find you?
A great funny response would be, your dad, Adam. Because that's what I sometimes say when people say, who hurt you to me?
Adam's dad.
That's the first time I've explained a joke and it became funny. That doesn't tend to happen, you know.
It's quite the opposite.
Yeah.
Think about I'm forgetting his name now. I was going to say Forlorn. What was our old good friend's name?
Falmorn.
Yes. Think about what Falmorn would do if, because you know he was very much adventurous together, strong. And if anything was to happen to our legitimate businessman.
Wouldn't be good. We couldn't do any legitimate business.
Yes, what happened to the chapter? Much as I would love.
The chapter would end. That's what I know about the books.
What are you learning?
Every book is one chapter. When the chapter finishes, the book is done.
No, every book is multiple chapters. There's a lot of paragraphs. So it goes letters. Letters are the small ones that look like things again.
Tree Stump looks... in pain. They didn't expect to have to think like this.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
Gaola shakes her head and looks at you.
Yes. It's fair enough. Yes, Tristan, you're doing good.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. So shall we head off first light?
The five of you head off the next day.
If I could remind everybody. So the mission's at hand. It's that we're heading towards that church. To get the sword sage amulet of fortune teller. Yes, that's the one. And on the way, if we happen upon some slaver bandits, we have to deal with that particular menace. Also, if there's some kobolds, remember to keep their heads, or at least not destroy their heads, so we can keep their heads. And also, if we wanted to, there's a particular old dwarven stronghold where there's an ethereal manipulation armor, maybe. There's no guarantees of that one, and they're all roughly in the same direction. Is this correct?
The two of you plus Love is Blind, the Tabaxi, Chantel Stormbender, and Yaola.
Yes.
On the third day, you have a choice. You can start veering a little bit eastward and find that dwarven stronghold, or you can try and get it on the way back.
Yeah, I think the stronghold, personally, I would put forward the stronghold we do on the way back, but this is, of course, a little bit opened up to the party, of course. Whatever would want to do.
Chantel doesn't seem to mind. She is kind of like, whatever is whatever. It won't matter that much to us. Love is Blind says, dwarven stuff is heavy. Better to get on the way back.
Here's a good point.
And then Yaola says, but it could be helpful.
I really like if I'm going on a trip. Once I'm done, I want to go home quickly. So if we do it now, the journey home will be faster. And I think that's nice.
The Goliath speaks, right?
That's not actually a bad point. So I guess here I am the deciding vote, for lack of a better word. I mean, water is very dangerous, and like for when coming back, then you have to. Yeah, look, he's got a good point. Both of you, Yaola, and of course, Big T. Let's go to the old dwarven stronghold to investigate that.
Right. I want to go to bed is helpful.
Can I get you to roll the encounter dice?
11. I'm sorry. That's the first one I've rolled all session.
That's okay. It could have been worse. I mean, like, not by much.
By one.
By one, but...
Oh, no, sorry. This is a heavy encounter. Sorry, you're off-road. The encounter rules change. Heavy encounter on 11 and a 12. Light encounter on a 9 and a 10.
Oh. Well, good.
Yeah.
Will this be the encounter that finally takes down our newly formed party? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
In 1977, Marvel attempted to answer the important questions with their What If line of comics. They failed. Now, in the year of 2021, the Plumbing Boys have picked up the slack and dare to ask once again,
What If?
What if the Avengers had never been?
Months are flying by, your brain cells plummeting. We are reaching final thoughts so quickly.
What?
Well,
please show you're working. Well, there.
What?
Okay, because in the
so is he Hulk? Who then? Hang on.
We're hanging on. What do you mean? Please show you're working.
Was he born as Hulk?
No. Why?
What? I don't know.
If Hulk can sue, I can.
Five,
four,
three. Is that a boy?
Two, one.
The Fantastic Four simply rebrand as the Three Uncles with Papa Grimm.
You know that? Let me look you in the eyes and tell you, you are no one's uncle. You are no one's uncle.
Ben? Ben? You are no one's
Mr.
uncle.
Mr. Grimm? You are no one's uncle. Hear me now.
You are no one's uncle.
Okay.
No, listen. Not a single person.
Don't answer. Don't talk back. Know this in your heart of hearts.
I need to know you are listening when I say
your that. Siblings have not given birth to children.
No one calls you uncle. You are not an uncle.
But Johnny Storm. But Johnny Storm is the dumbest one, right? Because he was just there.
Why is he just there?
Why did he go to space too? Is that a liar? Captain America, they put him in the machine. They're like, he's going to come out a super soldier. They open it up. They're like, he's fucking dead.
We cooked it.
Cancel the project. He just died. Sorry, Mr. Suck, you got stupid sperm. I got no strings because I'm not Pinocchio.
I'm just a dumb boy.
Don't worry, Dad, I'll fight the bad guys.
Give me a gun.
I made you strong. You got powers. What?
No.
Give me a gun. Give me a sword. I'll patrol outside.
Dad, I'm not wearing pants. You're a robot. Give me some pants, Dad.
Dad! At least underwears.
My robot dick's hanging out, Dad.
No, it's not.
I didn't give you a robot dick. Why not?
Dad!
Write that down.
A clever Hulk's more frightening than a stupid Hulk. That's like a clever bull is more frightening than a stupid bull.
Yeah.
If you see a bull and the bull is like, I'm going to gore you.
What if the bull stands on its back legs and is like, let's have a conversation.
I am a fright.
No, wait. It's okay. What's more scary?
No, I'm not. We eat you or your wives. Couple of cucks, they read.
What?
And I'm a couple of guys getting cucked. Yeah. What's on TV?
See? My lady, she loves an astronaut. Mm. Your lady loves a fish boy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Eh? Water, what? Hey!
The two elements of cock.
Yeah.
What If? A new series coming soon, only to Sanspants Plus for King subscribers.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.